Welcome to Made in Science, the official podcast of the University of Stuttgart. Today we are taking off, at least theoretically, by talking with Franziska Hild, who is doctoral researcher at the Institute of Space Systems in the group Numerical Simulation at the University of Stuttgart. We will talk about the prestigious Amelia Earhart Fellowship and what Franziska Hild thinks about theory and testing, and also what she would like to bring back to Earth from a space mission. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Globally, women make up about 25% of the workforce in the aerospace industry. To make sure that women have access to resources and are represented in decision-making positions on all equal basis questions with men, the Amelia Earhart Fellowship is awarded annually to up to 30 women pursuing PhD and doctoral degrees in aerospace engineering and space sciences. Based on your doctoral study program, you have been awarded the fellowship for your research into the simulation of dynamic gas flows around satellites and re-entry capsules. What was your reaction when you heard about being one of the 30 women worldwide to receive this award in 2023?
So on one hand, I was quite surprised because, as you just said, it's only 30 women worldwide. So there are not so many female researchers getting this award. So I was surprised, but I was also really happy about it because it feels great that other people see what you are doing and that they see that you are doing great work, or that they think you are doing great work. I felt really honored about it, and I still am.
From your perspective, how is the University of Stuttgart positioned in the very research field that you are working in?
I think we are doing great. With the numerical simulation group at our institute, the work what we are doing is quite unique. So we are working on a stochastic particle code for rarefied gases, and we are doing simulations with it and developing that code. And it's really unique because there are not that many codes worldwide which are able to do this. And all of these codes are a bit different in what features they have and what they are able to do. So I think we are also a world leader in this field of research. And that's great because I'm able to work like on top level. And it's great to have also that group with me.
Now, we talked about worldwide. What about within Germany? There are not many universities that offer programs in aerospace engineering. How do you feel about Stuttgart's position in that very small and highly prestigious group?
I think that the position of the University of Stuttgart is great within Germany. I started studying aerospace engineering at the University of Stuttgart because of this. It was the only bachelor program to this time in Germany at the university. And I think especially now, we just have so many experience in space systems in general, but in general, the experience is really high. And we have a lot of different fields of research within aerospace engineering at the University of Stuttgart. And it's just great to be here, and I think it's also a great place to study for students who want to start within this field of research.
A researcher balances normally, I think, the work between theory or theoretical work and also practical work in labs. How does that look like in your particular situation?
So I and like the whole group is really concentrating on the theoretical work, but I like it. So I'm more of a theorist, theoretical researcher. I love thinking about math, about equations, about the physics behind it. So that is just so much more fun for me than standing in a lab and testing. So I think it's the right way for me to go. But I can also understand that there are people who love doing testing more and more. And we also have groups at our institute that are more focused on testing. And we can do cooperations. And that's also helpful.
Now that we know that your focus is on the theoretical work, can you dive a little deeper and let us know what you're currently working on?
So, as I just said, the whole group is working on an open source stochastic particle code for rarefied gas simulations, which is a bit special. And what I'm doing in particular is trying to solve multi-scale problems. So you could think of maybe a thruster where you do have a high density in the combustion chamber, but a really low density in the nozzle region or behind the thruster. And it's hard to do all these different densities within one simulation, because for the denser regions, you would usually use the traditional CFD solvers. And for the lower densities, you would use the well-established DSMC method, which is also implemented in our open source code. But it's really hard to couple both methods together. So what I'm working on is implementing other methods that are working with these particles, so that are stochastic, but based on the continuum, so on the on kind of the denser region within the flow field. And so I'm especially working on implementing molecule mixtures and diatomic, polyatomic molecules into that code within these new methods. And in future, I will also look into chemical reactions.
So there's a lot of interdisciplinarity also in what you are doing or will be in the future, as you said. What chances will you use in the near future, perhaps, to use the money that came with the fellowship also to go to international conferences to do some networking in your area?
So the chances are really high for some conferences. I will attend some conferences every year, or at least one bigger conference and maybe some smaller ones or a workshop. And there's also additional funding from the project I'm working on. So that's like also kind of usual work, but special to go to these conferences, because you are also able to connect to other people in the field of research to build a network. And that's great in general.
Have you seen examples of that network in your field, in your studies, when you were a student and the professors at the institute would have other colleagues around or report about their networks?
Yes, I think sometimes I saw some international researchers visiting the institute. There were always people running around looking at the lab or at the control room for the satellites. There was always a lot of international cooperation.
At the institute and at the faculty, I understand you are also a member of the faculty council. In that capacity, away from the theory, and not in the lab, but out there in the meeting room, what is your experience? What has your experience been there so far? And is there a particular focus in your work when you are involved in the meetings at the faculty council?
So in the faculty council, we are discussing different things. It's, for example, administration stuff, but also there's a possibility to bring in own projects or own topics. I would say topics. For example, at the moment, within the doctoral student representation, we are talking about a specific problem also. The current status group of doctoral student is connected to the enrollment as doctoral student, which is for us a problem because you can only be elected if you are within that status group, and you can also only elect if you are within that status group. But less and less people are enrolling themselves, because the main advantage was the student ticket for the trains, and now with the Deutschland ticket, it's not really worth it anymore to enroll yourself. So we are getting less and less people into the groups, into the representations. So that's a topic, for example, we are working on at the moment.
Have you noticed any reach out from outside of the institute regarding the work that you are doing? Your the fellowship gained you some publicity after all, and I could imagine that from various other groups perhaps, or schools for that matter, there would be invitations to talk about your life as a student, as a young researcher here at the university, to pupils, for instance.
Yeah, so I talked to a lot of people who knew that I was awarded that fellowship, and they were really interested in what I'm doing. So we talked a lot about what I'm doing, what also they're doing, how possible cooperations could work out. And not only with the fellowship, also from coming back to the conferences and to the network we talked about earlier, it's also great to talk to other international researchers. They also knew that I got the fellowship, and it's great to talk to them too, because they're from the field of research, they're kind of next to what I'm doing or connected to what I'm doing. So there's a big possibility to exchange knowledge and to exchange ideas, to make discussions about it. And that helps my work too, and also their work and the work of our groups. And that's great.
These days, there is a lot of talk about going to the moon again. Some countries have that on their bucket list for sure, and have announced they want to go and have explorations to various destinations. Now, do you think you would be interested in going on a space mission, or is that totally out of the question?
Oh, that's out of the question. That's not my thing, I would say. Maybe I'm too scared to do it. I don't know. I would rather stay on Earth and do the calculations for and the simulations maybe for the re-entry capsule to be able to help keeping the astronauts safe. But I think that it's a crazy adventure to do it. And I can kind of understand why other people want to do it, even though it's not for me.
Now, still, let's do some speculation. What would you like to take with you on a spaceship? If you were going, which you are not, but still.
Maybe someone who can handle emergencies well. Because I don't know if I'm that good in handle emergencies. And like from something personal, maybe, like a picture of my family and my fiancé.
And is there something, since you are not going, that you would ask the fellow researchers to bring back from such a trip that you would be highly interested in?
I mean, it would be great to have something from space or maybe from the moon, like some regolith or something like that. In the end, it would just lie around somewhere. So I would say the better option would be just saying bring something back for research, because it would be better to have the knowledge afterwards than some regolith somewhere in my room.
Okay, perhaps that was too much science fiction. But talking about it, do you watch science fiction movies or read science fiction literature?
Yes, I watched Dune and the second part of it, Dune 2, in the last year, and I thought it was really a great movie, or two great movies, like also the music and all the things that happened there. It was great to watch.
Science fiction tells us a lot about the world that we live in, the here and now. It covers wars that are going on about resources. Shows how to approach and also how not to approach conflicts. And we also can learn about encounters with other cultures. Do you think that students of aerospace are particularly interested in science fiction? And do you think it should be implemented in courses at the university for those students, and of course for many more?
It's a tough question. I think that most of them are interested privately in science fiction. And I think that's good because they see, like you said, what could be possible, what can you use for your own life, maybe how to solve conflicts, how to avoid them. But I don't think it should be part of the studies. And that's because the studies are already quite full with all the theoretical stuff. And it's important to have it, otherwise you would not be able to do advanced research with it. So there's so one point is there would not be enough time to do it. And I think it's maybe more useful not to directly teach science fiction, but to go into what can science fiction tell us. For example, what about sustainability and sustainability regarding the atmosphere? How can we handle fuels coming out of rocket thrusters in the atmosphere? How can we handle re-entries from satellites and such things? And I think it's really important to bring in the sustainability topic into the aerospace engineering studies long term.
So that would cover more of the science in the word combination, science fiction. Of course, I'm a large proponent of the fiction part in that particular combination as well. Now, since we talk about our passions in this regard, do you have hobbies that you still follow with, given the limited time that your research actually leaves you?
Yeah, sure. So I love reading books. Like science fiction is also big for me. I love doing sports. So swimming is a big hobby for me. And hiking is also great, being in the mountains. I think that's what I'm currently doing most of the free time I have.
Plenty of activities for sure, I hear. Do you also have activities at the Institute, for instance, with your fellow research group? Or is there something that you thought would be very useful and could be started, could be implemented at the Institute, hasn't existed yet, but perhaps you have an idea for something?
Yeah, so sometimes we meet after work, like monthly afterworks with my team. That's great because you can just exchange ideas, but also just talk about other things than work. This is great. And sometimes we also have something like that within the whole institute. For example, we watched a football game from the European Championship this June. So that was great. Like, so evenings with barbecue and something like that.
So there is talk about other things as well at the Institute. Now, I could imagine that in those conversations, it also comes up how all of you started, actually as pupils, getting an interest in what you are doing now. My question is, how did you experience the teaching of MINT at your school?
So in my school career, I had one great teacher, and I remember her quite well. She did chemistry in 8th and 9th grade, and that was really great, like chemistry, because you did a lot of experiments, and also physics was great, so I loved it, and math, I just loved it because I like math. Maybe for all the others it wasn't that interesting, but I think, at least for my school, the teachers were really motivated and also encouraged to help us doing things outside school. So the chemistry teacher I talked about, she helped me getting into a school or student academy in summer, like a summer school in 2012. And it was great because I was there for 2 weeks learning a lot about asteroids. And I also built a huge network of people, students to that time, and they were all interested in math. And it was great to see that I'm not the only one interested in math.
And you also were not the only one when you went abroad, I think, to Samara State University. How did that experience go?
Oh, that was a great experience. That was 3 to 4 weeks in Russia, where I did a seminar on combustion engines. And it was great because we were able to talk to other international students, learn from them, they learn from us. We did projects together in small groups. So it was a great team building experience with the other people, with the other students from the University of Stuttgart, but also nice to have this internationality point to talk English a lot, to be able to connect to them and see what's different on other universities.
With all of these experiences, you are working on your doctoral thesis. Now, let us look a little bit ahead. Do you see your future rather inside or outside of academia? If that is a question that maybe, you know, at this moment too early to answer, we understand. But perhaps you have an idea where to go.
So it's definitely too early to answer, but it is a question, and I think about it probably once a month, because I'm now 2.5 years working at the Institute of Space Systems, so there is still a bit to go. I'm not done yet, but it will come closer and closer. I can imagine both ways, I need to say, because I like working at the university, and I like that research things, and also to be able to connect to international partners, going on conferences. So it's great, and I like it. But I can also imagine working in a team, in industry, maybe being a team leader. It's just different, and it's hard to tell now.
These days, we see all over changes, also in teaching and learning, also at our university, of course. Do you also see changes in research that you experience, that where you say this is different from a couple of years ago, the way we pursue it, the circumstances, anything in that line?
I think there are two points coming into my mind. The first one would be that sustainability, and we also talked about it, is getting more important. It's kind of in every field of research, it's important to think about it. And that's also with new projects coming in, also at the Institute of Space Systems, you can see that sustainability is just a big topic at the moment worldwide and also in research. And the other thing would be the situation, like the worldwide also political situation with it's getting harder to attend conferences with international researchers from all over the world, because some countries, some researchers are not able to attend. So there is less interaction, less collaboration. So that's also something that changed over the last years, I would say.
Towards the end of our conversation, we have a moment seven situation here. That means we will ask seven questions, and please answer them as shortly as possible. Moment one, Spätzle or Maultaschen?
Both.
Moment two, one thing you could change about the world would be?
That everyone has enough to eat and fresh water.
Moment three, do you have a media recommendation for us? A book, some music, the movie we talked about already?
Yeah, I would say Dune, and also the second part, Dune 2, because it's really great.
Moment four. The best advice that you have ever received was?
Just follow your way.
Moment five. Your favorite place at the University of Stuttgart is?
I would say the rooftop of the Institute of Space Systems.
Moment six. Please finish this sentence. If I could start all over again, I would do the following differently.
I would probably do it the same. So there is nothing I can imagine at the moment I would do differently.
And finally, moment seven. Thanks to my studies, I know that...
That's a hard one. I would say I know that you can learn everything as long as you have enough motivation.
That's encouragement. Thank you very much for your presence here today and for our conversation. Most of all, wishing you all the best for your future work, for your research, for your teams that you will be working with here at the University of Stuttgart.
Thank you a lot for having me.
And to our audience, please stay tuned for our next conversations that are always based on what is made in science.